Howdy folks, it's me, Tim McGraw, and this one goes out to all my boys that have had a fake ball cancer over the years. This one's for you. Alright boys, one, two, three. It was Labor Day weekend, he was 13. He bought a Coke and a drum from Frankie. The bus drove him down home where he was all alone. When he saw a vagina for the first time, he was standing ready for his first slime. And it all started right then and there. Oh, a sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's the day he'll never forget. He had just stain on his white pillowcase. That picture was killing him with that V-slit. His little nuggets hitting his leg as his mom walked in. She had a dumbfounded look on her face. He worked so hard for that first tug. And a heart don't forget something like that. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast, where the waiver wire is hella bare, Vic's team sits at the bottom, and trades are plenty. I'm your host, Mr. Steal Your Girl, a.k.a. Cope Squiz. It's year 12, and week 5 is in the books. I'm joined today by the man that eats, sleeps, and only thinks fantasy, the man that forgot his own anniversary because he was too busy talking trades, the man that forgot Uncle Nestor's funeral because he got, you know, we're trying to get those waiver wires in. It's your favorite trade target, old Lobado himself. What's up, man?
What's up, boys? Ready to talk some shit and take some shit.
That's what she said. Hashtag two girls, one cup. Bro, how are you feeling? It's fantasy. Your first time on the pod this year. I'm sure it won't be your last, but how are we doing? How are you feeling?
Definitely not the last, for sure. Feeling good, man. New year, or back in the fold again. Had some unfortunate events happen on my team, but we've made a lot of trades. You already knew that was going to happen, though. It's just guaranteed. Yeah, I think I made like two or three. Who knows? I make trades on the daily, bro.
Yeah, daily. I
guess it's a competition now between me and Bert. I don't know.
You guys are trying to outdo each other, that's for sure. For real, I'm excited for this pod. I'm excited for us to make some big things happen. But, you know, we're a family-friendly, a.k.a. fan-friendly league, so let's get right into week 6. NFL league favorites, let's go.
Cobes, your Eagles put up another win against the Cards. I think their luck runs out this week against the boys.
Wow, really? Okay.
No, I really don't. Honestly, if you guys beat us, I'm not going to be shocked, but if we beat you, I'm not going to be shocked either because our defense is nasty.
Yeah, I'd say y'all's defense is pretty solid. I think we have a decent one as well, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Bert, your Steelers absolutely get demolished by the Buffalo Bills.
Don't worry. Pickett is home now, Bert. Steelers are in good hands. It's Pickett season, baby. Dibs, oh, Packers. What were you going to say?
I said, oh, dear God.
Oh, God. Oh, God, it's happening. Pickett, I'm your buddy. Dibs, Packers lose to JC's Giants in London. I don't really know how that happened, but okay.
Yeah, that was a pretty rough, to say the least. Dip terrible. Just straight terrible. JC, congrats. Your team moves to 4-1, which, let's be real, no one saw that happening.
Nobody.
Straight doo-doo. All right, moving on. Noah, we're just going to give you the Browns this week because Miles Garrett played at A&M for a hot second. They lose to the Chargers in a close one.
Allen Robinson is straight dog shit, and Micah ran a train on Stafford last weekend, so I just wanted to put that in there.
Yeah, the Cowboys, they're 4-1 as well. I mean, they're the only game they've lost.
They just beat the Rams. They beat the Bengals. Joey B was scared for his life from Micah. So, I don't know. But still, Cooper Rush is just not making any mistakes and making the right reads and being the ultimate game manager.
Yeah, I think he's looked pretty well. I've been pretty impressed with him. I think he continues, doing decently well. I'm hoping he now gets the ball to old CD, but we'll see. We'll see. Week 5, fantasy recap. Let's do this. First up, we got J-Dub and JT. And JT rides that coattail of that former quarterback, a.k.a. now offensive weapon, Mr. Taysom Hill, as he goes for 38 points. I'll be honest, ballsy-ass start. Especially, you even put him in the tight end position. You put him in the flex, which is probably the most realistic position for him, because I don't think he really has a real position.
Yeah, what happens with that?
Like, he's technically a tight end. That's where they list him. He also goes and does some, obviously, quarterbacking, and obviously does some running back and wide receiver. He's an offensive weapon. I don't know if you can technically categorize him.
I don't think it's fair. So, moving on. JC.
Cheat code, baby. Cheat code.
Yeah, cheat code. Ultimate. Yeah, blitz. Blitz right there. JC versus our back-to-back champ. Just saying that. Back-to-back champ. How did that happen? Anyways, just as the Cowboys beat up on the Rams, JC gets the better of Pat as both teams shit the bed, but Pat gets another L and JC stays undefeated. Congrats, JC. Enjoy it. Pat, yeah, I don't know what to say, man. No words.
Speechless. Speechless. I love it. Next up, we got D versus you, Lobo Dope. Sorry, Bubba. You lose this one as D scores the second highest points of the week. This was going to be your get right week going up against a 0-4 team, but D pulls it out and goes big and gets his first win.
I mean, what can you do? I mean, Travis Kelce, 4 touchdowns, 25 or 27 yards. Like, how does that happen? Either way, I was done before that. I saw the writing on the wall. But I'm not going to lie. Once I saw Gabe Davis going off that morning, I was like, oh, yeah, I think we're in a good spot. And then, yeah, that turned to shit. And, yeah, there's that. So, Dip, yeah. Dip versus Bert. Bert treats Dip like a pillowcase and finishes strong as he wins by 30. That's right, Bert. Let him have it. Let him have it.
I don't know if anyone wants Bert to have him, but never mind. Anyways, Joe versus Dre, in the closest game of the week, Joe squeaks one out by missing his projected point total, what Sleeper said, by 0.51, which is pretty impressive. But he gets a 9-point victory. Solid, Joe.
And then we got Keith versus Vic, last but not forgotten. Vic's team again makes it over the hump as he barely scores 100 points again, but he loses by 70. So, yeah. This looks like his sophomore year of basketball. You might get cut here too, Bubba. Hashtag people don't forget.
All right. Let's move into the next segment.
Michelob Ultra, pick of the week, Chris Godwin. They see me rolling, they hating, they see me riding dirty in my Rivian with little Debbie. Oh yeah, with little Debbie in my Rivian.
I love it. I love it. All right, you heard it there first, boys. Drake, Chris Godwin away. Get him off your team. All right, we'll keep it moving into trade galore. All right, first up, we got Pat
and Cobes. Oh, yeah, that's right. Wait. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm reading this one. My bad. Yeah, we got Pat and Cobes. They made a trade. Pat sends CD and Alexander Mattison to Cobes in exchange for Derek Carr, Evan Ingram, and Ken Walker. Hey, guys, here's some facts for you. Michigan State days, Ken Walker was a three-down back. Berto, I got you with those college references, baby. Overall, my thoughts on this trade, I would have to say that Cobes won because he got CD, and that's the most targeted wide receiver in the NFL right now. And Alexander Mattison is actually on the rise as far as snap percentage and targets. I think he had like five or six compared to like Cook's like two. So I think Cobes won the trade. Derek Carr's poop. Evan Ingram's poop. Ken Walker could be really good. It's going to be interesting to monitor that.
All right, boys, you heard it here first. Poop. Lots and lots of poop. Yeah, obviously I really like the trade for myself. CD Lamb hopefully is who we think he is. It's better yet is when I play Cowboys fans, I'm hoping he does well. That way they can cheer for him in my fantasy team. Yes, sir! Next up, we got Loeb and Burt. Loeb, you send Hunt and Tua, and you get back two rookies in Pickett and Wandell Robinson. Why?
You know what? I'm tired of – I need – okay, I'll just say it. I believe in Pickett. In Pickett, I trust. I liked what I saw last weekend. The dude knows how to throw it downfield. There's going to be opportunities. There's going to be connections with Deontay and Pickens. Friermuth might be out this week, but I mean, we're not going to drag this out. But I like Pickett, and I was like, Berto, I want Pickett. And he was like, I won't do it. He would not do it. I tried for like 2 days. He wouldn't do it. He was like, "That I think he's going to be really good, blah, blah, blah." I was like, well, I'll give you this, this. And he was like, no, that's dog shit. And I was like, all right. Classic. Called him up, and I was like, I'll give you Hunt. I'll give you Hunt and Tua. And I was like, I want Wandell, though. And he was like, no. And I was like, no, dude, I want Wandell. Because Wandell, there's nobody in the Giants right now. And you never know. It's a flyer on him. But, yeah, overall, I want to pick it. There you go. Say what you want.
I mean, do what you want. You've done it all season. So we're just going to shake our head and go.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Bert and JC. JC sends Dexter Lawrence for Tevin Coleman. I don't even know why we're talking about this trade. Tevin Coleman, have fun with that.
Yeah, it was a definitely interesting trade, but nothing to speak too much about. It is what it is. That's I guess the best analysis I can give, but we'll move into the next segment. We're going to call this one, Where Are They Now? This segment, Love, I didn't prep you for it, nor did you even know anything about it. So I'm just going to give it to you. This is Where Are They Now?
Oh, God.
Your original fantasy team.
Okay, let's get into
when
it.
You drafted. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Derek Carr, without looking, what quarterback on the year is he?
Derek Carr would probably be, I don't know, he'd probably be number 12, 13.
12. You're correct there.
All right.
Your current quarterbacks. You just said Derek Carr, 12. Your current quarterbacks are Kenny Pickett, which, don't get me wrong, he's only started two games, or a game and a half, and Jameis Winston, which has been hurt. What are
Correct.
their quarterback
They're probably
positions?
like 68 and 453. I got it. Yeah, I know. Hey.
Quarterback 34 is Pickett, which again hasn't played much, and then Winston has been hurt. Quarterback 29.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, if you do the math, that might not be so great. All right, your boy DeAndre Swift, even with the injury, what running back is he?
Nine.
You spent a pretty penny on this guy.
Nine.
No, gosh, you think he's nine? He's missed so many weeks.
I don't know.
Don't know. He's not nine. You crazy, Doug?
What is he?
He is running back 28, and
Ooh.
he's missed 2 weeks now, and he's still a top 30 running back.
There you
I think
go.
that should say enough. Now you're starting running backs. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Stevenson, running back 18, and your new running back two. Now that today you traded off a Hunt for pennies on the dollar.
It's okay.
McKissick, which surprisingly running back 32, but now he is officially either, well, he might be the receiving back,
Yeah,
hopefully,
I think Gibson
for
special
you.
teams.
Gibson, you're just completely saying he's irrelevant to this offense now,
Yes.
which is a bold move,
Not
but we'll
really.
see how that plays
Brian
out.
Robinson. No, come on, Brian Robinson. I mean, dude, that dude might ball.
I personally think it's going to be like
Well, then it
a
might be a
three-person
three-way.
committee.
There you
Yeah.
go. Well.
Which I don't know if you've ever seen a three-way, but well, been, let me rephrase that, been a part of one. It's probably a lot of sitting around for someone. You got to wait your turn sometimes. Anyways, moving on. Jameson Williams, obviously on IR. He finished currently as the running back 42. Obviously, he's done for the year. But we'll keep moving on. Wide receivers, Stephon Diggs, wide receiver what?
He's probably number wide receiver four.
Try wide receiver two.
All right, that's fine. But look at his last 2, 3 weeks.
Doing pretty well.
I mean, what? Last week
If
was
you're
10,
still
the week before was
wide
10?
receiver two, pretty good. The current wide receivers, there's Gabe Davis,
Yeah.
so his counterpart, wide receiver 28, and Deontay Johnson, which is wide receiver 32.
Yeah.
But you got Garrett Wilson now. Or not,
No,
oh,
I don't
you,
have Garrett
not,
Wilson.
sorry, correction, you drafted Garrett Wilson.
I
He is
did.
currently wide receiver 26.
Yeah.
Woof. So
Oof.
right now you would be doing pretty decent. Why? And then you drafted Waller, which is tight end 14, which obviously, drafted pretty high, I would say.
Yeah.
Everyone expected him to be top
Yeah.
five, seven at worst, but he's tight end 14 on the year.
Yeah.
But your current tight end right now is Kyle Pitts at tight
Yeah.
end 24. The what most people would call the tight end unicorn is really a miniature pony that can't fly. So the man
Yes.
has definitely been a disappointment. And then your current flex
It's
is
not his fault
Duvernay.
though. That's Arthur Smith's fault, buddy.
Sound yeah.
Or maybe Mariota's just his ass. Like
Yeah,
really, really
the whole team
ass.
is ass.
I'm hoping like Ritter gets in there quick, to be honest. Maybe he'll show something.
We'll see. I really hope so as well. And then your flex
Think
is Duvernay, which is actually wide receiver 24. So, I mean, your team definitely
Duvernay's
has
on the
taken.
rise though. You have to admit. I mean, they're using him kind of like for carries. Like, it just depends on, I
Are
guess, if
they?
Bateman. I mean, I
Where's
don't know,
Bateman?
man.
I think as
Lamar
long as
likes him.
Bateman's out, I think he'll be relevant. But when the two's there, I don't know. I'm personally not gonna put him on a what's it called on one of my teams. But it is what it is. And that is gonna be the finish of that segment,
Did you
right?
do more calculations to where I would be at? Did you look at that?
Yeah, I don't got that kind of time. I got a
Yeah,
job and
I don't.
kids.
I honestly,
But my
I think I
assumption,
might have one more win if I would have
I
kept.
think you probably would. My assumption is you probably would have had a minimum of one or two wins
Yeah, I have
in
one win now.
your current. I'm talking about minimum of more. So
Yeah.
I think at worst you'd probably be 3-2.
I'll have to go back and look, but I don't have time for that shit either, and nor do I care.
Yeah, we'll see if Dippy Deep Dive can make
Yeah.
some
Or no, it's
statistics
Pat
happen.
that does that shit. Yeah, it's Pat that makes the spreadsheets,
Well, I know Dip does that stuff too. He gets real hard on get his real hard, real NASCAR. But we'll keep this bad boy moving.
Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch. Ow.
Ooh, that sounded like it hurt real nice. All right. Jonathan Taylor is dealing with a foot injury. I know D didn't need him last week, but he sure the hell needs him this week.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. I've got Deion Jackson, so we need Jonathan Taylor to not practice. Puts me in a real dilemma here, though, because do I not start J.D. McKissick tomorrow and wait on that? Or, interesting news today, Raheem Mostert also dealing with an injury that I looked into it, and it looks like it is something to do with his knee. And usually they label it as a veteran rest day, but that was not the case for him. So Myles Gaskin is right there. And fun fact, last week, Myles Gaskin outsnapped Chase Edmonds because Edmonds is doo-doo and they know it. Even though he's getting paid $12 million, he's doo-doo. So there's a shot for that. Anyways, this is hopeful thinking. I'm in a hole at running back two. It's okay because it's Kenny Pickett season, baby.
Okay, the Lobodo lowdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, James Conner and Darrell Williams left the game with injuries. Eno Benjamin looking right nice, JT. What I tell you weeks ago, bro, that dude's gonna be a baller because Conner is always hurt.
Heard it here first. Moving on to Baker Mayfield. I think he's faking a foot injury just because he looked like he's been playing with the injury, but dude's pretty dog shit.
Oh God, Baker Mayfield is dog shit. Like, I bet DJ Moore and CMC were just like, dude, we got to get this dude out of here. This dude sucks. It'll be interesting with Walker though to see if he's any good. But T Higgins has an ankle injury, of course. It's T Higgins. He always plays, but then he hurts him. Gets hurt in every game he plays in. So have fun with that, Vic.
Yep, and y'all's cowboy Dalton Schultz reaggravated the PCL knee injury. Something to monitor. I think he may get held out one more game, but we'll see.
Christian Watson is dealing with a hamstring injury right now. Odell Beckham, you need to go to the Packers. Make it happen.
Could see it happen if they pay him, but
They have like
we'll
7 million
see.
bucks. They have money.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got Tua, your boy,
Not
RB, both of
it.
our former
Oh.
boys. Expect to be back next week. Skylar Thompson already getting the start this week. And then also Tyreek's dealing with a foot injury, but I expect him to probably play.
Yeah, Tyreek's gonna play. That dude's a baller. Damian Harris left over the weekend. Woo! And it was thought that he was gonna go on IR, but he actually practiced today in a limited fashion. But then I read on Twitter, I think that he immediately left the practice field. So I don't know, something weird. Like I thought he'd go on IR. He's definitely gonna miss a week or two, but maybe he reaggravated something. Who knows? Don't
Okay.
come back, you bum.
It. I love it. And Chris Olave dealing with a concussion. Stage three of the protocol, so it's possibly plays, but we'll see.
Saquon, he briefly exited. I think it's shoulder injury, but it's nothing serious. So Saquon's good to go for your boy.
Yeah, when you get that notification and he's,
Yeah.
the running back one on the year,
Yeah.
Saquon's out the game, you're just like,
You honestly shouldn't be shocked though. Like
no,
literally,
I.
like that is his history, and you know, it's in my opinion, it's just a matter of time. But maybe this is the unicorn year, and you know, his stats look
We'll
good
see.
compared to like
I did
previous.
draft him and Christian McCaffrey, so
Yeah, I mean, so far
fingers
you're
crossed, baby. Fingers
fingers
crossed.
crossed.
Next up, we got Pat Freiermuth, got a concussion as well. This is actually his third one, so I actually can expect him to be out for. I don't think he plays this week, to be honest.
I don't think so either. I'm hoping not, but who could? But if it's his third one, they're being really weird with this. I mean, like, I get it, player safety, you know. But, you know, Teddy Bridgewater cleared all the protocols and they still, like, immediately took him out of the game. So it's a weird year for sure. Rashad Penny, man, rest in peace, buddy. It's just not going to happen. I Oh my gosh, every year old Pete is just hyping him up and he gets tore, he just gets hurt. So sorry about you, buddy.
You were good to me. You were so good to me. I'm sorry, bud. You're not forgotten.
You're not the
All right.
guy. You're not the guy. You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
RIP, RIP. But let's move into the power rankings. Let's talk about the tippy top and everyone's favorite, the bottom feeders. Let's go through the bottom people. So, Mick, do you want
Yeah,
to take
so
this or do you want me to take it?
I'll take it. The top right now, let's see. Actually, you can go ahead and
Go from
take it.
top
You're
to
fine.
bottom, baby.
You want to take the top?
Why not? Let's on the fly, baby. All right, first place we got Jay Squiz peeking, squeaking, and peeking that went out against Pat on an extremely low scoring game. Pat, you had your chance, but the door's closed. JC 5-0. Next up, we got the powerhouse is Keat. And then we got Joe, Dip, J Dub, Oscar Mayer Wiener, Andre, and myself as the top seven.
Nice. The bottom feeders, starting with the very bottom. Oh, 0-5. I don't know how to help you out, bud. football is live. 0-5. Next up, 13. Myself,
Sure.
picket fences. 1-4, baby. We still got a shot. Probably gonna lose
Said
to
no one
J-Mo this
ever.
week. We're gonna be all right, though. We're gonna be all right. 12th is Pat. Now he's got his name to rest in peace to three-peat. Let's ride. This dude talks about his back-to-back championship like every freaking day. We get it. You won back-to-back. Congrats. D in 11th place here. D looking pretty good. Yeah. He's on the way up. 10.
And one win against you in there. He's on his way up.
Hey, I gotta, hey man, I gotta look at the, hey man, give me a break here, okay? 10, we got Noah. Yeah, I don't. And number 9, we got Birdo. And number 8, we got JT. So, yeah, Birdo's, I will say, Birdo's team is looking solid.
Yeah,
Solid.
thanks to you, bro.
Yeah, I know. It
Thanks,
happens.
Bubba. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So no one ever. All right, moving on to the high point. Congrats, Bubba. Bert, high point of the week, $25 coming your way, sir.
Dang, girl. $25. Mate,
Congrats.
you know what that is? You know what's crazy is Breece Hall is just insane. That dude is insane. Bert, good job. Moving on. Low point of the week, aka walking the plank. Pat with 103 points, and he's earning the title of the shittiest team, Cody. I mean, welcome to the party, Pat. I mean, just I just let's ride, baby. Let's ride.
Just a real quick recap of the total winners. The people that got money, we got Joe at 25, Bert at 25, Dip, J Dub, and Pat at 25. Buckaroos. All right, we are doing this, baby. Everyone's favorite. It's who you got, baby?
All right, starting out, we got Cobes versus Bert in current Bible Boy versus the former. All right, so looking at this matchup, what a great name, by the way, the former.
Now the sitter.
No, you nailed that
Wait,
one. All
what?
right, yeah, well, what? All right, so we got Cody and we got Bert. Now, I'm gonna have to go with. Oh man, I'm gonna have to go with Bert on this one. I just think that Bert, he's got Goddard, Waddle is probably like not injured now. Christian Kirk has definitely had some rough weeks the last 2 weeks, I think, but he'll bounce back. He's gonna have a big day. Kareem Hunt now and is running that too. You're welcome. Breece Hall is just a monster. Christian McCaffrey, don't really know about that because Walker is going to be playing. I don't really know. I guess it can't hurt because Baker's fucking trash. Barkley, I mean, Baltimore, that's going to be interesting. Lazard, New York Jets, he's going to probably have a big day. Lamb, I don't know if he'll have a big day in Philly. I don't think it'll come on Lamb's shoulders. And that's weird that I said come on his shoulders. Anyways, moving on. That's like a Bert phrase. But yeah, I'm going to have to go with Bert. I'm going to have to go with Bert.
Wow. Okay. You know what? Good for you, bud. Good for you. All right. And everything Lobodope says comes true, so I believe it. Might as well put an L up for me, baby. All right. Next up, we got J Dub versus you, Lobe, and what success looks like versus not so much.
An asshole.
Sorry, bud. So we got Lamar Jackson versus Kenny Pickett. Woof. Someone goes self-explanatory. I like J Dub's team a good amount. I actually do think this one's going to be pretty decently close, but I don't think J Dub is going to have a current tight end because primary, again, I don't think he plays. If he does, I'll be a little bit surprised, but he might. But I'm still gonna go J Dub in this one.
Yeah, I got J Dub too, for sure.
For
Moving
sure.
on, for sure, for sure. We got Pat versus Keith. Won't shut up versus won't talk bull. So we got Keaton versus Pat. I mean, this is just easy. I mean, Keith. God bless your team. It's so good. JJ, you got Justin Jefferson, you got Eckler, you got Josh Allen, Tyler Lockett is everybody's saying he's boom or bust from what I'm reading, but I don't agree with that at all. I think he's solid. Kittle has got to start getting it going. Melvin Gordon, I don't know about that one yet, but yeah. Sorry, Pat, but Russell Wilson is What are you doing still with him in your lineup, bro? Chubb, Walker, Diggs. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna have to go with Keaton. Sorry, Pat. Love you though.
He said what he said. I'm just playing. But yeah, I think that's gonna be a pretty fun one. I'm just kidding, Pat. We'll pray for you. Next up, we got Joe versus Noah in the New Balance versus the new truck. I think this is probably gonna be the closest game of the week, personally. Depending if James Conner plays, which might not happen. I'm just gonna lean towards Joe in this one. I do think he has some very solid running backs. Wide receivers are pretty solid too. Not a fan of Mike Gesicki, but things can happen. But Noah's playing no fan this week, so I should
Yeah, I don't think it's
say
ever
everything.
gonna I don't think it's ever gonna happen for Gesicki.
Yeah, I think he's should get traded in real life, personally. I don't think
Yeah.
he's a fit for the Dolphins.
They were so high on him like last year, like everybody was so high on him, or the year before, I can't remember, but yeah. I don't know what he's a wide receiver pretty much. But
Well, he's
moving
yeah,
on.
that plays in the slot, but has two slot wide receivers.
Yeah. Moving on, we got D versus Vic. I mean, this is easy. I got D. Jeff Wilson is balling out right
You
now.
forgot the team name or the matchup name.
Oh shoot, did I forget the match? Oh, the bottom feeder bowl, baby.
Oh.
Ooh. But D would probably be like, well, I just whooped Mick's ass, so that makes no sense, which he'd be right. But
Which would be extra.
I got D in this matchup. Jeff Wilson is looking really good. I don't know if Elijah Mitchell gets his job back. I don't know what that looks like because Jeff Wilson is looking really solid. DK Metcalf is having no issues with Geno. They're balling out. Devontae Smith, solid wide receiver. I mean, just solid. Kelsey, man, I mean, he's the best. Him and
He's the
Andrews.
best.
He's the best. He's just, you never question that
He's got the
ever.
juice.
He's got the juice. Yeah. Sorry, Vic. I don't know what to say, man. I have no words.
All right, next up, we got Dip versus JT and Mr. Frellbone versus Mr. Muscle. I
What about a
really.
week back? We should have done that one. Like week back.
Well, Frellbones,
Yeah,
it
same
could
thing. You're right.
be related to his back. That back's been going out since he's 13, along with his hair
I
and his
know.
hairline. But
Poor guy.
the man's been grand since I think it was like 20, 21.
Well, and then Jesse happened, and yeah, Jesse, he's pretty wild for him, so he's grand quicker even now.
Yep, I believe that's what kids will do to you.
Yep.
Yeah, I like for the most part, I like both teams. Wide receivers, I'm not the biggest fan of. Tyler Boyd is kind of hit or miss. And then, oh my goodness, sorry, went away. Starting Hunter Henry currently in his tight end position. It's kind of, I mean, he did well last week, but he's an absolutely hit or miss kind of guy. I mean, realistically, Dip's team is being carried by Patrick Mahomes and Cooper Kupp.
100%. I guess that's all you need
And
to
that's,
have a
yeah,
successful team.
at the moment. So we'll
At
see.
the
But I'm going
moment.
to go
Yeah.
with JT in this one. I think he has more stable running backs, and his wide receivers are a lot better. And obviously, Tyler Higbee is the second option in that LA offense.
Nice. All right, moving on. JC versus Dre. Pitbull Dale versus the hairiest legs I've ever seen. All right. we got JC versus Dre. This is tough. This one's tough for me. You got Tyreek, which is a baller. Hollywood Brown, baller. By the way, Dre, I just want to shout you out. Thank you for not giving me Juju Smith-Schuster. Thank you for believing in him because I don't know what's going to happen with that Bubba. He's got Mark Andrews. Like, I don't know. Ja'Marr Chase and Joey B could have a really big day. I'm going to have to. I'm going to go with. Oh, we're going to go around. We're going to go JC, 5-0 team. We're going to go JC.
Wow, I was gonna go with Dre on that one.
Yeah, we're going to go JC. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm getting a feeling.
Ballsy. That's ballsy. All right.
Yeah, it is.
We're gonna keep and we're just gonna keep running through this and finish this bad boy out because it's late and I'm too damn tired for this shit. I'm getting too old.
Yeah, dude, it is late. It's
So
freaking
what
11:20.
one question I have for you. Just for the viewers, so it's gonna be somewhat telling. If you had to switch teams with someone in fantasy, what would whose team would you be and why? Remember, they are getting your team, so you're fucking them over.
Oh.
This is all
Oh.
hypothetically,
This is
obviously. It's off the cuff.
off the cuff. I'm gonna have to go with. I'm gonna have to go with Keat. I love his team too much.
You'd really do that to him, though? You'd steal his team, give him yours, and say, "Sorry, Bella."
Yeah. Send
Yeah,
him
I don't
back.
blame you
Send
there.
yeah. It's sorry, Keith. Your team's too good,
All
bro.
right, you're my doppelganger. Wait, what?
What?
But fellas, we appreciate you guys listening.
Oh,
We're gonna.
lastly, shout out to JC. I hounded this dude last night for Geno Smith so much, and this dude
Oh my
kept
God.
denying, 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 denying. And he said, go to bed. And I was like, giving you this one last chance. Oh, and then the news comes out this morning. Well, I don't believe it. Geno's a stud. He'll be fine. All right, end in there.
Yeah, fellas, we appreciate you guys listening every single week. Next week, I believe it's Old Dipperoo. So if you're interested, hit him up. He will be the lead host. Make you got any closing words?
Go Cowboys.
Oh, dear God, why did I even let you speak?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Cobes, he's Loeb, and you just climaxed with the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. All right, boys, we're out. Later.
Later.